Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Abundology Podcast. My name is Renee Spears, and I'm a law of attraction mentor and spiritual advisor, and I help people be happy and attract more money, love, time, and joy in their lives. I'm coming to you from a rainy and overcast downtown Portland, Oregon, and this is the weekly energy update for the week of August 22nd, 2021. Every Sunday, I talk about how the energy is going to be for the week ahead, and I also infuse the show with some positive vibes, so you do get a little positive energy boost just for listening. And at 5 o'clock this morning, Pacific Standard Time, on Sunday the 22nd, we had a full blue moon in Aquarius. And because this is the second full moon in Leo season, this one's considered an astrological blue moon. And two full moons taking place in the same sign back to back is pretty rare. This is the sturgeon moon because it's the time of year that sturgeon fish are most abundant. And this full moon is extra strong because it occurs at 29 degrees. And 29 degrees is the last degree of a zodiac sign. And it's a critical degree that represents endings. And these endings can have a major impact on us. There's just one aspect with this moon, but it's one of the best. It aligns with lucky Jupiter, the planet of abundance, and as you know, my favorite planet. So the moon with Jupiter is a sign of happiness, good fortune, and success. So Jupiter is also the planet of expansion. So all of this energy is super, super, super strong, amplifying our manifesting power, and it's also heightening our emotions. So we have this rare full moon that's at the last degree representing endings, with Jupiter making everything bigger and stronger. So it makes sense that you may be feeling emotional about things, especially endings. And because we've had so much change the past couple of years, there are so many endings right now. There's subtle endings happening all the time. Our day-to-day way of life has changed. Our favorite businesses and restaurants have closed. Our routines have been disrupted. And we aren't even consciously aware of some of the changes, but our soul knows. So this full moon prompts us to take a close look at what we want to break out of. What do we want to end? Whether it's a relationship, a job, some sort of emotional obstacle, or even ways of thinking. And you might be feeling a little down because of this and really not even know why. So if you do, just allow yourself to be down. So much spiritual growth happens during down times. It's a time of reflection, a time of discomfort, but that discomfort moves us forward. So if you find yourself feeling down, remember that it's only temporary and you will feel better in the next couple of weeks. Also, embrace it. Go all in on feeling down and do not feel guilty about it or like there's something wrong with you. We're human, well, at least right now, and being human isn't always rainbows and unicorns. There are down times, believe it or not. But this is time of peak spiritual realizations and growth. But in order for that to happen, sometimes we need to feel uncomfortable enough to make the changes. Now, for others of us, this full moon should make us feel really happy and content. Remember, we got that Jupiter there making things bigger and adding to them, expanding them. And it's still a really great time for relationships and finding love and improving relationships, not only your primary relationship, but with your family, your friends, coworkers, neighbors, all relationships. And the great news that comes from all endings is that there are always, after endings, there are new beginnings. And that happens as we enter Virgo season. And the sun moves into the earth sign of Virgo today on Sunday, August 22nd. So we have the blue moon that's really powerful with Virgo season all on the same day. So we'll be in Virgo season for a month, and everybody will experience this astrological shift in vibes differently. You may be feeling happy or a little down, or one day you're up, the next day you're down. That's making this the perfect time to practice acceptance. Now, acceptance for where you are right now. And practicing acceptance can transform your life. So acceptance really just means that you're embracing reality. It's a willingness to experience things as they are instead of insisting that they be as you want them to be. So whenever you refuse to accept something, it causes pain. There's a Buddhist philosophy that says that suffering equals pain times resistance. So you may be going through a painful experience, but refusing to accept it increases the pain. So wishing the world would be something different, it's frustrating, it's demoralizing, it's draining, and it keeps you fucking stuck. So when you refuse to accept something, an outcome, a situation, even an event, you're holding on to the way that you wish things would have happened. And that leads to suffering and unhappiness. So the more that you accept things, the happier you will be. And since this is a podcast about abundance and happiness, let me say that again. The more you accept things, the happier you will be. Didn't get your home offer accepted? Didn't get the job? The relationship didn't work out? The quicker that you can accept it and move on, the happier you will be. And we're remembering that everything always works out for your highest good. Always. Didn't get the job? That's because a better one is coming. Relationship didn't work out? That's because a happier one is coming. So Virgo's energy is all about helping us to refine our routines and start getting organized. So this pragmatic energy is perfect for focusing on work and finding ways to make our schedules flow more smoothly. I like to think of this energy as like back to school energy. We're getting organized. We're buying our school clothes. We're getting our binders. We're getting our routines down. So we're prepared for moving forward in the fall. So this is a perfect time to hit the life reset button, to get back on your exercise, eating, and self-care routines, to clean out your closet in your home, to do what you need to do the next couple weeks to get your shit together. Until this new moon that we have 2 weeks from now on September 6th, this is our opportunity to get ready for fall and to move forward. That new moon that we have in a couple weeks, it's one of the best moments this year to plant seeds and move forward toward our future. So what we're doing right now is we're preparing our lives so that when we do plant those seeds, they're ready to grow and we are ready to move forward. So what a special, wonderful time. Just accept where you are during this time. You might feel fantastic one day and a little bit low the next day. No biggie. We just reflect, we commit to changes for a better life, and we accept it, and we move on. And get ready for fall. Hit that reset button on eating, exercise, meditation, anything that you need to do to feel balanced as we move forward for fall. Most people, I don't know, I think this is kind of human. We're in summertime, we let some routines go, we're relaxing, we're in a different state of mind, but now is the time to get back on those routines. Oh my God, I can't even believe that we're talking about fall already. Time is just zooming by. This summer has zoomed by. But that's it for this week. As I mentioned last week, I have a big sale at the end of September every year when all of my stuff is 50% off. But I know that there are a few people that could use an appointment right now and don't want to wait. So right now you can use the coupon code KARMA and take 50% off individual appointments at abundology.com. Not for everything. My other stuff will be going on sale at the end of September, but this is just to get you through if you need an individual appointment from now till then. So as always, thank you for listening. Enjoy this powerful, wonderful, transformative new moon. We are making some big progress here, moving forward into new lives right now. We're laying the foundation for that, getting ourselves all prepared so that in a couple weeks, we are just ready to zoom on forward. So have a great week, and I will talk to you again next week.